Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Celebrating springtime is a tradition at the Botanic Garden, so get some tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Please keep in mind if you are not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. With the springtime comes blustery days and warmer weather, such a perfect time for a picnic. If you have walked in the garden and seen one of the private picnic areas set up by the garden events team, you will see how a visit to the garden can be made extra special and super charming. All you need to do is make some reservations, and a picnic spot can be reserved and set up just for you, complete with pillows, blankets, tables, dishes, and cutlery. It seems that the spring bloom in the fuchsia garden is coming along with a bit more reserve than usual this year. This week, you should make sure to see the wonderful two-tone salmon-colored blooms hanging at the first corner as you leave the koi pond. Or see the white and red blooms of Janjoli, an upright fuchsia but still hanging in a pot. Make sure to admire the fabulous white but nearly pink double-blooming flowers of the pink marshmallow, the riotous blooms on the bush called Ruddy Rodney, or the all-pink ruffled flowers of the Archie Owen fuchsia. As you leave the fuchsia house, see the parrot beak or coral gem trailing down the side of the plumeria pot in the walkway. Then make a choice about heading into the garden through the children's garden, where you can see the apple tree is blooming and setting fruit, or through the geometric garden beds where the Brazilian plume is showing its hot pink fountains off in the border next to the Soar Pavilion, and the plantings in the garden beds of the Staghorn Fern Collection have been bolstered with new sages, African daisies, salvias, and blue corn lilies. You'll walk by the carpet of sweet alyssum that perfumes the air and see the delicate blue Love in the Mist flowers. These sweet flowers, which will bloom all summer long, will turn into an interesting balloon-shaped seed pod that is pretty in the garden or can be used for dried flower arrangements. Then if you turn left past the cactus collection, you'll see the Koshal or candelabra cactus from Baja California is blooming. This cactus is an integral part of the environment in Baja California, where it grows wild. Not only are the blooms a mainstay for the birds and bees, but the fruit, which looks something like a blueberry and tastes something like a strawberry, is added to drinks, desserts, candies, and even empanadas. Along the left side of the walkway, a striking yellow angel trumpet is blooming, and at the end of the walk, just across Tram Road, is an interesting plant named Tower of Jewels. This is a relative of the Pride of Madeira, but with lovely coral-colored flowers. If you just look to your left from here, you see the Bohannon Rose Garden right now, which is such a cacophony of color, it's hard to choose where to look first. So just walk down the first border walkway that you come to, and you'll see the Cherry Parfait Grandiflora Rose, the Lava Flow Floribunda. Also along the walkway is Rock and Roll Grandiflora and the Grand Dame Hybrid Tea Roses. If you're wondering what's the difference in Floribunda, Grandiflora, and Tea Rose, it's easy. A Floribunda is a smaller rose bush with many flowers on each stem. A Tea Rose is a taller bush with good cut flowers because it's a single rose on a longer stem. And a Grandiflora is a cross between the two, a little taller bush with multiple flowers on each stem. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.